Shavua Tov Mevrach, Mishnah Yomi is continuing for the 25th day of Nisan in Chapter 8 of Pesachim, Mishnah Dalet. Hamamone imo acherim behelko. Somebody registers with him other people in his portion. Meaning what's going on here is there's a carbon Pesach with, say, 10 guys already registered. And one guy, we'll call him Larry, so Larry adds in Mo and Curly without asking the other 9 guys if they want Mo and Curly to be part of their group. So the Mishnah says, Rashayin b'nei chavura, the other 9 guys can say, Liten et lo et shalo. They say, here, you take your portion, you take your 10% of the Karban Pesach, hu ochel mishalo, and you're going to eat you with your Larry, Mo, and Curly, you and your guys that you invited all by yourself independently, you guys eat your portion, hen ochlin mishalahen, and the other 9 guys will eat their portion. Now basically what's going on is the other members of the group can object to adding people into their group. However, since Larry has his portion, his 10% of the Karban Pesach, he can have people share that portion with him. And as we learned at the end of Chapter 7, technically you can take one Karban Pesach and split into 2 groups. Remember we had the Kala can turn her face, even though she looks like a different group. So here it's no problem to have Larry, Moe, and Curly eating from Larry's portion of the Karban Pesach, while the other 9 guys who didn't want to sit at the table with those clowns, they're going to eat at their own table. On to Mishnah Hey, Zov, Shara Shtei Re'iot, a Zov who saw 2 emissions. Now, these are abnormal emissions. These are not the sort of normal physiological thing that happens when a husband and wife are together. Normally, this Zav is an abnormal thing. And if a man sees one time, then he's Tame for one day. But if he sees 2 times, twice on one day, or once on Monday, once on Tuesday, then he needs Shiva Nakim. He needs 7 clean days. So this Zav Shirash Deirios, he also has to wait 7 days. Shochtin Alav Bishvi. On the 7th day, even though it's day 7, and he still has the status of Zav, he's going to go to the mikveh. If he doesn't see any more Ziva, he doesn't have any more emissions, he's going to go to the mikveh that day, and he's Tahor that night, so we can shecht for him his Karban Pesach, or he's part of a group here, and he'll go to the mikveh, and then at nightfall, when it's time to eat Karban Pesach, he's going to be Tahor, he's good to eat it. Ra Shalosh, but if he sees 3 times, Shochetin Lov Bishmini Shalo. You have to wait until the 8th day, because if he sees 3 times or 3 in a row, he's a Zav Gadol. He has to wait not only 7 clean days, he also has to bring offerings. So that would be on the 8th day after his 7 clean days, he has to bring an offering. So we assume he's going to bring his offering, he's going to give the money to the temple, and they're going to bring it for him on Erev Pesach. So if Erev Pesach is the 8th day, we can go ahead and shecht for him, even though he hasn't, Lamaisa, finished his process of being Tahor from Ziva. Now, this first part of the Mishnah was for a man seeing an abnormal emission. Now, the Mishnah goes on to a woman, a Zava, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. If she's watching a day against a day, meaning she had an abnormal emission, it's not the time of her normal menstruation. There's 7 days of that, according to the Bible, and the next 11 days are days that are possible for her to become a Zava. So if she had an abnormal flow during one of those 11 days, then she has to count 1 clean day. So she's waiting a day. She's shomeret yom keneged yom, so shochatin aleha b'sheni shalo. So she had an abnormal mission yesterday, Erev Pesach, so we could slaughter the Karban Pesach for her Erev Pesach. We assume she'll be tahor by nightfall. She'll go to the mikveh and be tahira. If she sees 2 days in a row, so then she still has to have 1 clean day if she saw 2 days in a row of Zava. And finally, Behazava, in this case, it's Zava Gedola. She had 3 in a row, abnormal emissions. Shochetin Aleya Bishmini. We shecht for her the Karban Pesach on the 8th day. Again, she needs 7 clean days, Shiva Nikiim, which is a common topic in what we have in Hilchot Nida, which we're learning in the Smichat Chaver program now, but the Hilchot Nida, it's a common process that everyone goes through of 7 clean days. And then on the 8th day for a Zava Gedola, who had 3 abnormal emissions, she has to again bring Karbanot, like the Zav Gadol. So if that day that she's bringing her offerings is Erev Pesach, we would slaughter for her the Karban Pesach because she's going to go to the mikveh and have her Karbanot done and be purified from the process of Zava Gedola and be good to eat her Karban Pesach that night. Shavua Tov and be well.